Well, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. As Pope Benedict XVI travels to the northern Italian town of Turin on Sunday, 2nd of May, for the special showing of the Holy Shroud, interest is growing as to how he will refer to this cloth on this occasion, whether as a sign, an icon, or, as Pope John Paul II once characterized it, a relic. As a matter of interest, the Shroud's last showing took place 10 years ago, when more than a million people lined up in the cathedral to see it. And should you wish to book a visit online, the address is www.sindone.org. The spelling for Sindone is S-I-N-D-O-N-E. Parallel to this religious event and shedding light on broader cultural attitudes underlying the veneration of the Shroud is an exhibit taking place at the Venaria Reale of Turin by the title of Jesus, His Body and Face in Art. So while pilgrims who come to Turin to pray before the linen cloth, which according to tradition enveloped Christ's physical remains, retaining the imprint, this other exhibition allows the visitor to rediscover the central role of the human body in European thought, as well as reflect on the bond between human body and divine identity, implicit in Catholic veneration of the Shroud. That's what the curator of this parallel exhibition, Monsignor Timothy Verdon, a much respected art historian, who among his many titles is the director of the Diocesan Office for Catechesis through Art in Florence, told me. He was kind enough to find time in his busy schedule to answer some of my questions, so I began by asking him if he could further elaborate for us this connection between what seemed to me, in a sense, two very different things. That's to say, an imprint on cloth of Christ's body and how artists envisage the figure of Christ. He patiently explained to me how over the centuries Christians have enjoyed art that has enabled them to envisage the Lord not out of a sense of curiosity, but simply because in the Old Testament one of the most basic human longings that emerges is the desire to see God. He recalled for me how Moses on Mount Sinai asked the Father to let him see God's glory, and how God's response to Moses was, "Man cannot see me and live." And so Moses was only allowed to catch a glimpse of God's shoulders. But at this point, let's listen to Monsignor Verdon himself.
In Christ, that age-old desire of the human being to see visible, the fully spiritual God is satisfied because the Word becomes flesh. And St. John immediately adds, the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us, and we saw the glory of the only begotten Son of God. So seeing is very important. That's really why people go to Turin. They don't go because there's a cloth, but because the cloth bears an image, which many believe to be that of the Lord's body and of his face. And so that's the relationship. The works of art, in their way, are doing the same thing that the Shroud does in its way.
Yes, but it's different, isn't it? Because the artist always has a personal message to communicate.
Yes, they're different, but we don't know if the Shroud is Christ. Could be the imprint of another body. The Church has never formally acknowledged that the Shroud of Turin is the cloth that wrapped the body of Christ, and that the man whose image we see is Christ. So just as people look at the Shroud with faith, today certainly anyone looking at the Shroud says, Lord, if this is you, then I adore you. If this is not you, I adore you the same. Christ really has promised that on the last day he will reward those who have not seen him, but have fed the hungry, given drink to the thirsty, clothed the naked. And they will say, but when did we do these things? He will say, when you did these things for the least of my brethren. So in the Christian logic, we see Christ not only by seeing Christ. We see Christ in the poor, in the needy, in the sick and those treated unjustly. And in the same logic, artists drawing on their experience of Christian faith, of Christian charity, present what their hearts and hands tell them Christ might have looked like. They're different experiences, but they're absolutely analogous. And more people across the centuries have looked at images of Christ created by artists than have looked at the shroud or at other of those images which purport to be actual imprints, the Veronica Veil, for example. So the two experiences are parallel. They have different religious and emotional weights. Arguably, in the history of Christianity, the cumulative weight of works of art is far greater than that of these rare and venerated objects that, however, reach a relatively small number of people.
Getting back to the exhibition, the works of painting and sculpture, are there?
Yes, there are practically 200 works of art from early Christian times to the 17th century.
The Baroque times.
Yes, the direction of the Regia di Venaria Reale, which is the magnificent hunting palace of the Savoy kings of Piedmont, which hosts the exhibit, asked us not to go beyond the period of the palace itself. I would have preferred, personally, to carry the chronological gamut right up to the present, because, in fact, Christian artists and the Christian public continue to make and to ask for images of Christ. But direction of the Regia di Venaria Reale asked us to limit the chronological scope.
Was there an underlying theme you wanted to develop when you decided to do this? I believe there's an itinerary there, no?
Yes. The title of the exhibit implies the exhibit is focused on the physical reality of Jesus' body and of his face. For Christian faith, it is fundamental that in Jesus Christ, the Word of God took flesh. The body is not an incidental feature of the personality of someone whom we may imagine in purely intellectual terms. The body is fundamental to why Christ came into the world. He came into the world to offer himself in his body on the cross for sinners. So the subject of the body of Christ, of the body of the infant Christ, the body of the young preacher and healer, the body which is offered first to torture and then on the cross, the body which rises from the dead, the body which becomes an image of the church itself, which sees its life as that of a mystical body of Christ. He is the head, we are the members. And then the body of Christ, which is the nourishment of Christians in the Eucharist, which we call the body of Christ. These are the themes of the exhibit, which seek to give an overall view of the ways in which Christians have thought about the body of Christ, and this not only for theological reasons, but because he is the most represented individual in the whole history of world art, and for the West, the way in which across the centuries artists have shown his body as the expression of his personality, communicated in his face, in the range of facial expressions attributed to him, cumulatively have defined the way we in the West think of the body and the personality. We think of the human person in a way which is in many respects different from that which one finds in other cultures, and the way in which Western civilization has come to think of the human person, what it means to be a person, and which involves the body and personality, which involves the body used as expressive vehicle of a gift of oneself. Today, even in a non-religious society, when people physically commit themselves to acts in the service of others that require sacrifice, this is found to be enormously meritorious, and that's what remains of a typical Christian way of understanding the role of the body in human life and the dignity of the human person related to the body offered out of love for. orders. All of this is abundantly illustrated in the history of Christian art in the works by masters such as Michelangelo, Giorgione, Veronese, Guercino. But really there are dozens and dozens of great artists represented in the exhibit. And today, in a moment of very dramatic cultural drift, when the West in particular is losing a strong sense of its own identity, when the West doesn't seem to have much to say to those non-Western cultures, which for various reasons appear in our midst, and which very often have a stronger sense of their own identity than the post-Christian West has preserved, today an exhibit of this sort strongly reminds people of what has been our own historical identity, inextricably interwoven with the way we have thought about Christ down through the centuries.
Would you like to mention any particular artwork?
Work that we've proposed to the public as a kind of logo of the exhibit is the Michelangelo crucifix from the Church of Santo Spirito in Florence. It's a youthful work, a work done when he was about 19 years of age. It is exhibited in the show as the culmination of a veritable forest of important crucifixes, including the splendid crucifix by Donatello from Bosco I Frati, including the enormous 6-foot-tall silver crucifix by Paul Aiuolo from the Baptistry of Florence, now in the Cathedral Museum, and so on. It is different from those earlier works, which typically show Christ in the moment of extreme suffering. The Michelangelo crucifix develops a different thread of Christian thought and feeling, one which we do find in Florentine art even before Michelangelo, in Fra Angelico's frescoes, for example. The Christ on the cross does not suffer. The Christ on the cross is strangely at peace. The body is youthful, indeed ephebic, superbly modeled. This is a painted wood crucifix, just under life size in the case of Michelangelo. The face has a wonderful serenity. Indeed, it is the face of the Christ who, as he died, said, now it is consumed. The Christ who was satisfied, in a sense, to have succeeded in doing the Father's will, in offering his life for sinners. And so it's a crucifix not of suffering, but in which Easter already seems to dawn. We chose it as the image for the exhibit on the posters and on the catalog cover and so on, precisely because it captures the full range of the Paschal mystery, suffering and death, because what you see is a man hanging on a cross, but also the hope of Easter in that peace which seems to pervade him.
And my thanks there go to the curator of the exhibition at the Venaria Reale of Turin by the title of Jesus, His Body and Face in Art. He's Monsignor Timothy Verdon, a much-respected art historian, who among his many titles holds that of the Director of the Diocesan Office for Catechesis through Art in Florence. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.